Ukraine security issue.
On August 14th, the 172nd day of Ukraine's heroic defense against Russian invaders, the occupier continues to wage war against Ukrainian civilians, shelling civilian objects in residential buildings. Heads of region military administrations reported that the Russians again shelled the Nikopol and Kryvyi Rih districts of the Dnipropetrovsk region. The occupiers launched missiles from artillery, wounding civilians. The city of Nikopol is currently without power due to damage to power grids caused by Russian shelling. The shelling also damaged water and gas pipelines and more than 1,000 regional residential buildings, schools and shops. 3 people were wounded in the Kharkiv region because the occupiers shelled the northern and central areas of the region. Also, the Russians continue to shell the border cities and villages of Sumy and Chernihiv regions from Russian territory every day. The Russians launched missiles from Uragan multiple launch rocket systems on the city of Mykolaiv, damaging the port city's infrastructure. According to Vladislav Nazarov, a spokesman of the South Operation Command, the occupiers also hit a residential quarter of Mykolaiv, wounding one person. He stressed that Russia has 2 ships in the Black Sea containing 16 cruise missiles of the caliber type, which threaten the entire territory of Ukraine with missile attacks. According to his information, Ukrainian aviation destroyed several Russian strongholds, their ammunition and fuel depots and military equipment, and eliminated several occupiers in the Mykolaiv and Kherson regions. At the same time, Russia lost 150 of its soldiers over the past 24 hours. Since the beginning of the full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Russia lost 43,500 killed soldiers and about 10,000 military units and special equipment. Meanwhile, the British intelligence reported that Russia had focused on strengthening its military troops in the Ukrainian south. Russian offensive operations in the Donbas continue. The fierce fighting took place near the village of Pisky, close to the Donetsk airport. According to the general staff of the Ukrainian armed forces, the Russian media have been writing for a month that the Russians seized Pisky. Still, that village remains under the control of the Ukrainian armed forces. Valery Zaluzhny, the commander-in-chief of the Ukrainian armed forces, informed his American colleague, General Mark Milley, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, that fierce fighting continues in the north and west of the Donetsk region. The occupiers try to break through the defenses of the Ukrainian troops. Active hostilities are currently ongoing on the 1,300-kilometer front line. According to Valery Zaluzhny, the enemy is suffering significant losses, primarily in manpower, because a fifth of the Russian military units involved in hostilities in Ukraine has been defeated. Ukraine is in dire need of increased artillery fire. I again address this request to our partners, Zaluzhny said. At the same time, the New York Times reported that Ukraine is changing its military strategy after receiving new long-range weapons. I quote, "In recent weeks, Ukraine has changed its strategy with delivering new weapons and has succeeded, at least for the time being, in slowing Russia's advance. By striking in the enemy's deep rear, the Ukrainians are depleting Russia's combat potential, slowing its advance in the east and creating new vulnerable places in the south," the New York Times analysts said. More than 750 million hryvnias have already been collected for the army of drones for the Ukrainian military by citizens worldwide. The goal is to raise funds for 200 drones. The project was initiated by the Ministry of Digital Transformation and the General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces on July 1st. As Minister Mykhailo Fedorov said, a half of the required amount has been collected, and citizens from different countries have already handed over 100 of their drones. It is possible to monitor the territory using drones for up to 3 kilometers. This allows getting intelligence information very quickly in urban battles or in case hostilities are nearby and the front line is not far from the Ukrainian army. Therefore, these drones are used for reconnaissance operations and focusing various weapons on the enemy, said Mykhailo Fedorov. Meanwhile, in the occupied territories, the so-called Supreme Court of the self-proclaimed DNR plans to sentence 5 foreigners, citizens of Great Britain, Sweden and Croatia, on August 15th, who were captured by Russian mercenaries in Ukraine. According to Boris Babin, a Ukrainian international lawyer, The Russians threaten them with the death penalty. The Russian authorities use foreign prisoners for blackmail and bargaining under the guise of quasi-republic courts.
Російська Федерація використовує іноземців, яких вона взяла в полон, як таких заручників. Чому?
The Russian Federation uses captured foreigners as hostages. They are doing it to pressure the governments of the leading countries, and they are short on time. They should try to do something here and now. They are using the tactic, we won't shoot the prisoners, but you will delay weapons supply to Ukraine, said Boris Babin. Foreign prisoners, Matthias Gustafsson, Vyacheslav Prebega, John Hardin, Dylan Healy and Andrew Hill are accused by the Russian proxies from the so-called DNR of being foreign mercenaries. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces has repeatedly stated that the legal status of combatants applies to foreign citizens who serve in the ranks of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. It gives them the right to be treated as prisoners of war if they fall into the hands of the enemy. The Geneva Convention protects combatants. Can we hope for its observance by the occupiers after Olenivka and the widespread videos of the torture of Ukrainian prisoners of war? The question is a rhetorical one.